comes up to the plate. He's batting 292 on the season. He'll bat from the left side, facing the righty Guarte on the hill. Strike delivered by the righty pitcher, who's looking for his first win of the season. So receiving Guarte is Stas. Brady Whalen is at first base. Ramon Mendoza at second. Sander Moore at short. Liner to the right side. That'll have Otamendi chasing it. He does. Throws it in. But that will advance Ramirez all the way to third base. So he goes from first to third. Base hit for Newton. That is his 22nd hit this season. That was a long base hit, too.
Not bad.
Enough to put the runners at corners with only one down.
Carlos Dominguez.
That'll bring up Carlos Dominguez. I talked about his big bat as he has been hitting a couple of home runs. I think three, maybe. Like I said, once we get through the lineup, I'll check the stats. Maybe, Daryl, you can even check to see his Dominguez. I believe he's hit like three in this series. Carlos batting 253 from the right side. Swings and he does go. We were telling you the defense behind Guarte. Sander Moore at short. Osvaldo Tavalin at third base. From left to right in the outfield, it's Reichenborn, Cruz, and Otamendi. From the stretch, the pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. So quickly, Dominguez is in the hole. He does have 31 strikeouts, so he has the powerful bat, but he sometimes has a hard time getting some wood on the ball. You can find his holes.
Yeah, he has 5 home runs so far in the season.
It's 5 on the season. Here's the 0-2 swing and a miss. And that will sit down to Dominguez, make it strikeout number 32 for the left fielder. He actually has 8 home runs to lead the team. How many does he have this series? Is that where he has 5? Or we'll keep digging for you. Runners at the corners at first and third. They're 2 down. Omar De Los Santos steps in. Guarte goes fastball inside. That one misses. Guarte is trying to show De Los Santos, righty-on-righty matchup, that he needs to back off because this part of the plate is definitely his. So he pushes him a little bit further back in the box. Here's the pitch at the letters, but that one misses. Guarte takes a little bit off of that. Everyone playing straight away. The Cardinals wearing their home whites. Boy, their Guarte especially has just the crisp white shirt and pants. Red cap, that has the PB for Palm Beach. Getting jammed inside. Fouls it off. 2 balls and a strike. The bird's on the bat. The Cardinals logo across the chest. It says Palm Beach across the chest there, as some guys like to wear their socks up high. You can see the striped socks, the traditional Cardinal way. Tavalin, Mendoza. So 4 home runs we are looking up Dominguez this series. So that was one that definitely Guarte wanted to make sure that he did not do that this at bat. He didn't want Dominguez to hit one over the wall here. For the first time this season, when I've been here on the weekends, that flag isn't blowing very much. We do have a breeze in right field, but it's not gusting as much as it usually does. And usually my papers are having to be anchored down, even my pens and my glasses, my sunglasses when I take them off. But today, just a calm breeze. And it even looks like it's stifling maybe and stopping. Off the end of the bat, to the right side. Down on the ground is Mendoza. He throws to first base. Is it in time? Boy, everybody was off balance there. And it was. So that gets the Palm Beach Cardinals out of the jam here. De Los Santos, ground ball. Looked like a little trouble for Mendoza on the as far as picking it up and even throwing to first. He does it in time because De Los Santos is so speedy. So that even made it a closer play. We'll go to the bottom of the first. No runs scored here on a couple of hits. No errors. So 2 men are left straight. Branded for the Mets. We will have Calvin Ziegler on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets, and Mendoza, Reichenborn, and Tavalin will face Ziegler right after this.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Lisa Pride alongside Daryl Jones. First up here for the Cardinals is Ramon Mendoza. And the first pitch delivered by the righty on the hill, Calvin Ziegler, is a strike. Mendoza, Reichenborn to Vallon. And this one's up in the air to the right side. Going back is De Los Santos. He'll make the grab just short of the warning track. Mendoza is retired as he flies out to right. Just a couple of pitches there for Mendoza. And he's retired. As I mentioned, Reichenborn will step up to the plate. Righty on righty matchup. Then it's to Vallon, Whalen, McKeithen, Stas, Mora, Otamendi, and Cruz for the Cardinals. I hope we cruise through this game and the Palm Beach Cardinals get their first win in, you know, this series. It's a tough one as they face the division-leading St. Lucie Mets. Ziegler clicks, delivers at the knees, and just framing it nicely is Osborne behind the plate for the strike. Receiving Ziegler is Drake Osborne. At first, it's Barisierta, Tillian at second, Newton at short, upstairs missing on Reichenborn. Villa Vicencio, I've got to do that one slow, but I'm going to get that one quick by the end of the night. Villa Vicencio. I was practicing. You heard me, Daryl. Yes. I was going through I just kept saying the names over and over, but then when the pressure's on, sometimes it's a little hard. From left to right, we've got Dominguez, Consuegra, and De Los Santos in the outfield for the Mets. Here's the pitch. Jam, chop to the left side. Gets through the third baseman. Backing him up is Newton, the shortstop. Throw to first. It's in time. Reichenborn is retired as he grounds out. I guess we'll say it to the shortstop as Newton gloved it. I don't know. Villa Vicencio. I don't know if he was just, you know, kind of drafting so Newton could easily make that play, or it just actually went right by him. But there are two down. That'll bring up the third baseman, Osvaldo Tavallin. He's batting .278 to lead the team. He also leads the team in other offensive categories. Righty and lefty matchup. No balls and a strike. Here comes the wind. It's blowing right to left. Ziegler misses outside, so 1-1 to Tavallin. But Tavallin, not only is he leading the Cardinals in batting average, but also in doubles with five. He's tied with Reichenborn, Mora with one triple to lead the team. Leading in RBIs with 15. And also in hits, he has 25 on the season, and he's walked a team leading, tied for Mora 11 times. Two balls and a strike, a big swing by Osvaldo, and he misses. 2-2 the count. The sun has peeked through. We've had times where it's been bright sunshine, then got a little cloudy, but the sun, you knew it was still there, and now the sun shines back out again as the sun sets on the left side of our diamond. And right where it's setting, that's where the ball's going as Tavallin fouls it to the left side out of play. When the sun is setting on the left side and it's bright like it is here, it is in the eyes of everyone who is playing in the field right now. The 2-2 foul tip. Osvaldo's kind of just tipping that one away as that ball kept tailing away from him. We're here on a Friday night, and it is movie night here at the Dean. I'm not sure how they're setting it up since we don't have our video boards working tonight. I know we have dog days, you know, we do like a rotation, dog days, movie night, and what else do we do, Daryl? I'm trying to think. One other thing on Fridays.
Yeah, we're going to get to the
payoff
a little
pitch
bit later.
This one's up in the air to the left side. Will it stay in the park? No, It doesn't stay on the field, but it gets into the green seats in our fan. He didn't bring his glove, and so when everyone yelled duck, he put his hands over his head and actually literally ducked. So good job by the fan there as the ball bounced just one seat in front of him. He should have actually looked up and put his hands out. He would have caught a souvenir. 3-2. They kick the pitch to Valens. Swings and misses. That was some heat generated by Ziegler. He has 20 now. 27 strikeouts on the season. So to Valens goes down. 1-2-3 go the Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. We'll head to the top of the second. There is still no score on the board early in the game.
We'll get two free tickets to a future game of your choice.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And
we're back in the top of the second. First up here for the St. Lucie Mets, it's Raul Barrasierta. He's batting .327 through 15 games. Guarita on the hill for the Cardinals. Kicks, delivers. That one misses low and away. One ball and one strike. I mentioned the wind before, and now it really has kicked up from right to left. It's blowing. I can see the Orioles colors, the balloons out there that are blowing with it. Orange, black, and white, and it is just decorated. I've never seen the Cassidy Cool Zone decorated so much, but that balloon arch is kind of getting away now from the Cassidy Cool Zone area. Here's a pop-up. All right, Orioles, come on out and get your souvenir. It looks like they're still over in the Cassidy Cool Zone, though, getting probably all their refreshments. They probably got a lot of hot dogs and everything else out there. They've got to come venture out into the concourse to get some souvenirs. What an honor for the Wellington Little League team to be here as they won the championship in the coach pitch division. These 7-year-olds are having a good time. They were all introduced before the game, too. The payoff pitch upstairs, hard hit, left side, couple of bounces into the glove of Mora, across the diamond, and Barrasierta is retired as he grounds out to short.
Now batting.
One down, that'll bring up Drake Osborne. He's batting .224 in the season. Three doubles, couple of home runs, and 10 runs batted in. In 16 games, he has 13 hits. Righty-on-righty matchup. There goes the sun as it dips behind the cloud, so no one has to worry and drop their shades down at all. The sun will not be in their eyes, for this moment at least. One ball, no strikes. Up in the air, out into center field. Going back is Cruz. He's on the run. There goes the ball as it drops right by the Cleveland Clinic, and it doesn't go over the wall, so that'll be a stand-up double. A big throw in by Cruz to third base. That ball looked like it had enough to go over, but then when it gave a big yellow cap on the warning track by the wall. It looked like it'd be a sure ground rule double, but it came in. It actually stayed right in. It just hopped straight up and straight down, so Cruz could play it. It was still a double, a stand-up double for Osborne. That is his fourth on the season.
Cruz displayed his
His arm,
big
didn't he?
Cannon of an arm.
He did. That was way up. It was, you know, it wasn't, I wouldn't say a liner, but more of a rainbow. But boy, that was definitely, he was all the way out there. And, you know, it's got to be 390 something as it's 400 straight center field. So he definitely has a, you know, good arm out there. And I wouldn't be running on him. And that's why Osborne is safe at second base and didn't try to go to third. At the plate, it's the third baseman for the Mets. No balls and a strike with one out. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul. Villa Vicencio. I think I'm always just going to have to pause for a minute until I say it over and over. But Villa Vicencio, I love that too, is in his seventh game here with the Mets. He has six hits in his first six games with St. Lucie. No balls, two strikes, one down, runner at second base. Here's the pitch. That one's low and away. What a great job of pitching by Guerte as he gets Villa Vicencio to chase that pitch. Second strikeout for Guerte here today, too.
The second baseman, number 18.
Struck out Dominguez. That was a big strikeout with two men aboard and only one out. And so is this strikeout against the third baseman, because there's a runner in scoring position at second base. Junior Tillian will step in. He's the number nine hitter in the lineup for the Mets. First pitch strike to the second baseman. He's batting 125 through just two games with St. Lucie. He's 1-for-8. The Mets have their orange tops, their road gray pants on, with a royal blue stripe going down the side of their pants. Looks like everybody, a lot of them, like to wear their pants down low, strike called. So nothing in two here against the second baseman. I love in the minor leagues when there are so many creative names, creative, you know, uniforms and everything that you can buy that goes along with it. But then there's just nothing like the traditional, you know, as far as the Cardinals have right here, wearing exactly what the St. Louis Cardinals wear, and also called the Cardinals, and the same with the St. Lucie Mets, wearing, you know, very similar colors and uniforms of the New York Mets. There's just something about it when you can wear in the minor leagues what your big league club was wearing and have that same name that you just kind of want to, you know, play just like the big guys. That'll drop in for a base hit into left center. Rounding third base is Osborne. He will make it home standing up, and the St. Lucie Mets take the 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. Boy, these Mets just never let up. It's been a battle for the Cardinals every game. As in game one, the Mets won 3-1. Game two won 3-2. And last night won 4-3 in 11. So the number nine hitter, Tillian, base hit, RBI, driving in Osborne. We're going back up to the top of the order, Alex Ramirez. I think that's what he did on the first pitch last time in his last at-bat, was hit it back here on the roof, and he does it again. Nothing and one to Ramirez, who is leading the team in average. Came in batting 352, now batting 359 as he's 1-for-1 here today. Turns on it right on the hands, and that will drop in for a base hit into left field from Ramirez. So he's a perfect 2-for-2, rather. And both times he's hit the ball to the left side hard. The first time it was to the third baseman, to Vallon. This time to the left fielder, Reichenborn. Tillian will advance to second base on Ramirez's base hit to left. Stanley Consuegra will step in. He popped up to the catcher back in the first. He's 0-for-1. Runners at first and second with two outs. St. Lucie up 1-0. Breaking ball inside. That one drops low. So one ball and no strikes to Consuegra. It is going to be a fun weekend here at the Dean, and I think they've been having a lot of fun all week long here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, there's a strike delivered 1-1. We weren't here to party. Were you? You were here to party, or
no? Oh well, the fun hasn't. It's not over yet.
Not over, is it? Because we've got something big tomorrow, Daryl.
Yes, absolutely. Tacos and tequila, May 7th. Tacos and tequila at the Dean. Cinco de Mayo celebration with food, drinks, and live music. Come on out. Watch the St. Lucie Mets take on the Palm Beach Cardinals tomorrow. Game time is 6:30. And we'll be celebrating here with tacos and tequila.
Game time is 3:00 tomorrow. We're starting early because the tacos and tequila starts at 11.
Yes.
So then by 6:00, hopefully the game will be over, and they're going to start dancing and music, live
Absolutely.
Concerts. So here's the kick, the pitch, hard hit, left side, backhanded by Tavallin. He gets the force out by stepping on third base, and the Mets, they come away leading now 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the second. One run on three hits, no errors, and two men left on base as we head to the bottom of the second, 1-0 St. Lucie.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit Discover the Four.
Welcome back. Taking some photos here that we can post on RD, what are we? I know we're on Twitter. Trying to remember. I haven't said that all season. Upstairs and inside, right at the helmet of Brady Whalen. He's on the hill right now. I want to say RDC broadcast. RDC? We're going to look it up. I'll do that in 1 second. I want to tell you what Whalen's doing because hopefully he is going to get the Cardinals on the board. Brady Whalen in his fourth game back. He's off the IL, batting .273, the first baseman. Is 3-for-11 in his first three games here back with the Cardinals. On deck is McKeith and then Stoss. Ziegler delivers right there. At first he went for the helmet, you know, the head of Whalen. Now he went for the spikes right at the big toe of Whalen. Here's the 2-1. He missed, though. Pop up left side. Incoming is the third baseman, and he'll make the grab on the grass. He had to come way in. There was a little shift there on Whalen, and third baseman was playing way deep as Newton, the shortstop, shifted over a little bit, so he really had to make the run in, which would have been normally, if he would have played at his normal third base spot, that would have been an easy catch. Still made it look easy, though, as Whalen pops up to the third baseman.
And you can tweet us. You can tweet us at RDC Broadcast.
All right. That's the first time I said it all season, and I was trying to remember. Here, it's coming back. I couldn't remember if it was RDC or RDCS because of stadium, but we just have Roger Dean Chevrolet Broadcast.
Correct.
We took the stadium out. Is that because of copyright, trademark laws that we had to remove that?
Probably.
Probably not, but... Ziegler on the hill. He's facing McKeithen. Nothing in two. McKeithen battles. Foul ball over to the bullpen of the Cardinals. McKeithen looking for an average. He's back here with the Palm Beach team. This is his second game. He was 0 for 4 his first game. Here's the 0-2 right at the letters. And the umpire behind the plate, Chad Westlake, calls out McKeithen. So he'll go down looking. There's quickly two down. Ziegler just faced three back in the first. Now he's faced two and has two down quickly. Waylon McKeithen. Now Stoss will try and stop that and get the Cardinals on the board here in the second. The catcher batting 226. He'll bat from the left side. Righty and lefty matchup. As I mentioned, behind the plate, it's Chad Westlake. The umpire in the infield is Trey Ward. He's patrolling the whole infield, outfield. He's got a lot of work to do out there. Strike delivered by Ziegler. One ball and one strike here to Stoss. Mora, Ottomendi, and Cruz finish up the lineup for the Cardinals. Here's the 1-1. Curve ball on the outside part of the plate for the strike. A 1-2 the count. As every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at the Dean, we have the ABS system, but only to be used in a challenge. Pop-up, that will be taken by the shortstop, Newton, and that retires Stoss. So two pop-ups in between, a strikeout looking, and that's it. The Cardinals go down 1-2-3. So no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We head to the top of the third. St. Lucie's up 1-0.
And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Top of three, 1-0 Mets. First up for St. Lucie, it's Shervin Newton. He's 1-for-1 today. Guarte remains on the hill. One ball, no strikes. Going inside, turning on it is Newton, and that one will go foul down the line by the Cardinals bullpen. Newton has 22 hits in his 22nd game here with the Mets. The Cardinals last night, they were down 3-0. And then in the bottom of the ninth, they scored three runs to tie it up. What an exciting game it was. Went all the way to the 11th. In the top of the 11th, it was a sacrifice fly that won the game for the Mets. It's crazy how many hits the Mets have banged out in this series. In game one, the Mets had 12 hits, but only three runs. Game two, 11 hits, another three runs again. They've already have 5 hits in 2 innings as Newton will walk.
Number 10.
Patient at the plate.
Close. Dominguez.
He'll take the free pass. Newton has no stolen bases on the season. Carlos Dominguez will step in. 2 home runs in game 1. 1 home run in game 2. Then he was held home runless last night. Hopefully again tonight as he has 8 on the season. Here's the 1-0. Guarte goes in on the knees. That ball just kept hailing inside on the righty at the plate. Dominguez batting 250. Struck out back in the first. Breaking ball. He stays with it and lines it into left field. Rounding second base is Newton. He'll head all the way to third safely, and that will be a stand-up double for Dominguez as he pushes Newton to third. That wasn't an easy pitch to hit. Breaking ball delivered by Guarte, but Dominguez just kind of waited on it, timed it just right, and then laced it into left field for the double. That's Dominguez's 2nd double on the season. Boy, this team just knows how to hit, don't they, the Mets? We mentioned in the first 2 games, 23 hits. Here tonight, 6 through 2 innings so far. We're in inning number 3.
Yeah, we've definitely had the hot bat tonight. Makes for interesting baseball.
Previous pitch has been challenged.
Maybe not to the Cardinals.
Upheld. The count remains 1-0.
So there was a challenge on the pitch delivered to De Los Santos. The challenge is upheld, and or the count is 1-0, no strikes. Hard hit on the ground, sliding after it is Mora. In comes one run. Now 2, the slide, the throw, not in time. And the Mets on that hit that just got by Mora at short has now driven in 2 runs and given the Mets the 3-0 lead.
Mora lays down and it just scoots just under his glove in the center field.
The first baseman, number 24.
So De Los Santos with the base hit, driving in 2 at second base on the throw. Newton scored. Dominguez scored. And now Raul Barrasierta steps in. He grounded out back in the 2nd, 0-for-1 here today. Guarte looks the runner back at 2nd, delivers the breaking ball. Guarte appears to have really good control, and maybe just some of his breaking pitches are laying a little flat, but he's pounding the zone inside too, in on the hands of these hitters, and they're just turning on it. A very patient, yet very just good hitters at the plate here for the Mets tonight. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball. Big hook there, the curveball that Barrasierta could not time out as he swings underneath it. And boy, I'm feeling that breeze back here. Or is that air conditioning above? I think I need to turn it up a little because it's down at 70. Ooh, I'm starting to shiver here. As I know everyone, it's a big humid day here. Swing and a miss, throw over to third base. As it looked like De Los Santos was going, he did. And he picks up the stolen base as he is safe there at third base. Swing and a miss, though, Barrasierta.
The catcher.
As he is the first out. So strike him out, but not throw him out. De Los Santos picks up his 12th stolen base of the season. You know that guy's going when he's on the base pass. Here's Drake Osborne at the plate. Righty on righty matchup. Fastball strike delivered to the catcher. He doubled back in the 2nd and scored the first run of the ballgame for the Mets. Infield playing slightly in with the runner at third base, De Los Santos. Another swing and a miss. Only 1 out. Mets held scoreless in the first, picked up their first run in the 2nd, and now added 2 more here in the 3rd. There's only 1 out. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball, just missing. I think that was just a little low and away. Home plate umpire Westlake asking Ward if Osborne went around. He said no. So 1-2, 1 out, runner at 3rd base. The kick, the pitch, up in the air to center field. Crew's waiting on it. He makes the grab. Won't even attempt it to make the throw home as De Los Santos will score on the sacrifice fly to center field and off the bat of Osborne. Cruz, we saw he has a great arm, but he did not even attempt to challenge De Los Santos. And then De Los Santos just jogged in after he saw that Cruz was just throwing it in and not going to try and get him out.
That was quite the trot, man. That sacrifice fly was deep enough in the center field where...
It was very deep, wasn't it?
He knows he has a cannon, but perhaps not.
At the plate is Kevin Villavicencio. He struck out back in the second. Batting 261 on the season now. The kick, the pitch. Slider, that one misses inside. One ball and one strike with two down. Goretta brings his glove right over his face, then kicks, turns, and delivers. That's a strike. One and two the count. So now 4-0 ball game in favor of St. Lucie. Breaking ball, that one misses. Goretta, he likes to go low and away on the righties here. He's missing just slightly. We've already had one pitch challenged. Count stays the same, though. Inside on the hands, swing and a miss, and the third baseman is retired. For the second time tonight, he'll go down swinging. The damage was done, though, by the Mets early here in the third. Three runs across the plate. Two hits, no errors, and no one left on base. So we'll head to the bottom half of the inning with the Mets up 4-0 here at the Dean.
U.S. Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwich.
Home half of the inning, first up for the Cardinals, it's Sander Mora, the shortstop, batting 140, a double, triple, couple of home runs, and three runs batted in. This is his 19th game. Hard hit to the left side. Villavicencio dives after it. Can't stop it. Can't stop Mora here at first base. He goes around all the way to second. Slides in. Here comes the throw. The tag too late. And Mora, boy, he squeaks in that double, doesn't he? Mora, he was right there at first base, kind of, you know, slowed down and then tried to start it back up again to get to second.
He literally did a stutter step. He stutter stepped in the first and then just turned the motors on and slides in the second. Safe. Great for him.
So he's in scoring position to lead things off here in the third for the Cardinals. Hansel Adamendi will step in. The right fielder takes the first pitch inside. One ball and no strikes. Adamendi has a couple of doubles. 9 hits through 17 games. Both Ziegler and Guarte, the starting pitcher for the Cardinals, are looking for their first win this season. Ziegler 0-1, 3.07 ERA. Two balls, no strikes to Adamendi. Ziegler looks the runner back, checks him another time. Then here's the pitch upstairs. That's high heat. Ziegler is lighting up our radar gun, I'm sure. We just don't have the big video board up to show us what he's actually pitching as far as miles per hour. But that heat comes in fast and hard. Just below the knees inside, Anamendi will walk to first base. So there's runners at first and second right now for the number nine here in the lineup of the Cardinals. It's the center fielder, Adenson Cruz. Wind has died down. It's cool up here in our radio booth, but down below, it was such, and still it continues to be, a humid day. No balls and a strike. Adenson started off with a breaking ball from Ziegler. Runners at first and second. Cardinals looking for their first run of the ball game. They have their first hit as Mora made sure of that as he led off with a double this inning. No balls, two strikes. Ziegler looks down, kicks, delivers. Heat upstairs, swing and a miss. Cruz grows down on strikes. One down, we're back up to the top of the order. Ramon Mendoza will step in. He flied out to right back in the first. This is the first inning that Ziegler will face more than three batters. This is batter number four with only one out for the Cardinals. They kick the pitch at the knees. That's a strike. Reichenborn on deck for the Cardinals. Mendoza. Black bat. Shiny gold lettering on it. He chops this one to the pitcher. Gets stuck in the batter's box. Throw to first base. I don't know if Mendoza thought maybe that ball was dead and hit him, or the catcher got in the way, but it was playable. Ziegler played it. It was a high chopper that came right back at Ziegler on the hill. He waited for it. Threw it to first base. So that's two outs as Mendoza grounds out the pitcher. 1-3 if you're scoring at home. Mora advances to third. Anamendi to second. Tyler Reichenborn steps in. First pitch delivered by Ziegler is a strike with two outs. Reichenborn grounded out to short back in the first. He has a double, a triple, and has driven in eight this season. Ziegler misses low and away. Reichenborn batting 282. Ziegler sets himself, leans back, and fires. He took something off of that pitch, though, as it dipped below the knees, and by the time it got to the catcher, Osborne, he was in the dirt. Two balls and a strike to the left fielder. Wind picks up. Foul ball. It's Reichenborn on the leg. He drops down, now walks around the box. Just walk it off. The balloons are blowing out in the Cassidy Cool Zone. I'm waiting for just a gust to pick up and those balloons just to start floating away. It's a big arch, a rainbow of orange, white, and black balloons. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That one's coming back. Daryl mentioned the fun just keeps continuing here at the Dean. As last night, Cinco de Mayo. Tonight, we have movie night. Then, if you're here at Apicoa right now, they're setting up for tacos and tequila night, or day rather. You know, that should be a nighttime thing, but they're starting early, 11 a.m. Buy a ticket. You can hit all the food booths, pick up some drinks too, I'm sure, as it's tequila night also. I'm and sorry. Then, yeah, head over here. The fans are just going to walk on over from right across the street and watch a ball game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then after the game, there'll be a concert, dancing, music, everything going back over at the little amphitheater here in Abacoa. 3-2 count to Reichenborn. It's also Kids Club night on Saturday. Ball bounces right before the plate. That'll bring in a run for the Cardinals. Everyone was heads up as the ball got by Osborne. And then Moore said, wait a minute, that's a full count. The ball got by him. I'm headed home. I've got to be running. There's two outs. And that's exactly what he does. So Moore makes it now a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Mets. Otamendi advances to third base. Reichenborn, that was the fourth ball delivered by Ziegler. That's the second walk here today in the third. So after going through the first and second, holding the Cardinals hitless and scoreless, he's gotten into a little trouble here, going through the bottom part of the order for the Cardinals, and then now the second time around. 4-1, Cardinals down by 3 as the pitching coach, Victor Ramos, is out on the mound talking things over with his pitcher and catcher.
Reichenborn standing tall on first right now for that pass, having a very successful May so far, batting .438 in this month so far. So he's having a hot bat on behalf of the Cardinals.
He is, and that's why he's in the number 2 spot here, is finding a way to get on base, is Tyler Reichenborn. In game 1 against the Mets, he was 2-for-5, and then 2-for-3, 7-game hit streak that he took into game 3. Now we're in game 4, the 6-game set. It's Osvaldo Tavallin, though, who started off, he had an amazing April at the plate. They talked about the pitchers maybe having the edge to start the season and a little ahead of the hitters. Well, Tavallin was ahead of every pitcher he faced. Cooled off a little bit, but still. He's leading the team in average, .275 right now. Here's the 1-1. That will go deep to left field. Going back is Dominguez. He's at the wall, and that ball has cleared the fence. It looked like he was going to hook foul, but instead.
He caught it. Oh, yeah.
Everyone started to run, and he did make the play out there and left. What a great job by Dominguez. I thought that ball was hooking a little bit.
That was twisty.
He made it look like it. He did that so casually that it looked like it went over, but instead, wow, let's just reel it back a little bit as Dominguez. Not only can he do it at the plate, but, you know, since he's been striking out, he said, hey, I'll do it with the glove. Tavallin flies out to deep left field. That was right at the wall, and that'll be it for the Cardinals. Score run here in the third, but head to the fourth down by 3 as it's a 4-1 Mets advantage.
We're going to turn things back over to Brooke, who's with tonight's contestant.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing.
Junior Tillian at the plate for the Mets. We're in the top of the fourth. Number 9 hitter, Tillian, is 1-for-1, drove in a run back in the second, the first run of the ballgame for the Mets. Tillian fouls this pitch off by his dugout. By his dugout. One ball and one strike. Duarte delivers, breaking ball. That's a little slider that just goes below the knees of Tillian. 2-1 the count. Duarte with a big high leg kick. Pitch hit out of play. So 2-2 the count. Ball is coming back. Anybody here? Nobody's here in front of us to pick up that souvenir. I think a few scouts are down below.
I think I could reach down and get it. So,
it bounced around a little. Two balls and two strikes. It is just still sitting there. So we've got a few fans that are coming up to find it. It's like Easter egg hunting. Inside, swing and a miss. The count is full on Tillian. The Mets batting 256 coming into today's contest. That one misses. Tillian will take first base. Second walk allowed by Duarte here today. Duarte, as we mentioned, looking for his first win of the season. He's 0-1, 3.86 ERA. This is his fourth start, his sixth game with the Cardinals. Pitch delivered to Ramirez. He's not a guy you want to sleep on at all. That one hits the mark. No balls and a strike to Ramirez. Out of play. Nothing and two to the leadoff hitter. But Duarte, coming into tonight's contest, had pitched 18 and two-thirds innings and had 14 strikeouts. Opponents batting 206. Here's the 0-2. That one misses low and away. Tillian at first base. No outs. Consuegra and Newton are after Ramirez. There is no let-up in this Mets lineup. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball to deep center field. Going back is Cruz and back all the way to the warning track. He makes the grab out there in deep center field. By the batter's eye, it's 400. So not enough to clear the fence.
Not bad.
And that's a long, deep fly out to center field. That will keep Tillian at first base. The center fielder, Stanley Consuegra, steps in. He's 0-2 today. Righty on righty matchup. Popped up in the first, hit into a fielder's choice in the second. Consuegra with his left foot turned out, slightly open stance. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Consuegra pats the plate, then wiggles his bat right in the zone over the plate. And brings it up over his head as he awaits the pitch. Here it is, upstairs and away. One ball and one strike. It's kind of quiet here at the Dean. Don't the fans realize that it is Friday? It is Friday. You know, most people don't have to go to school or work tomorrow. Some of us do. But
they are resting.
You know, they're kind of, maybe it was a long week, you know. It was a long night last night, long day, right?
Oh.
So they've got to have that in between break from Cinco de Mayo to tacos and tequila. They're just kind of,
you got to pace yourself.
Yeah, just kind of enjoying the night. Here's the 1-2 breaking ball. That one hangs, and Consuegra, he actually keeps this ball hanging in the air, a pop-up to Waylon at first base. So that will keep Tillian at first, too, as Consuegra pops up for the second time tonight, this time to the first baseman.
Now,
you know, that's kind of smart, though, huh? Just pacing themselves.
Yes.
They had a good time last night, Thirsty Thursday on Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, just kind of chilling out here tonight.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, we'll kick it into high gear.
You got to hydrate today. Today's a hydration day. And then tomorrow. Sounds good.
Here's the pitch to the lefty at the plate. That's Shervian Newton. Newton is 1-for-1 tonight. Single to right in the first. Walk, scored a run in the third. 4-1 ball game in favor of the Mets. Throw to first base, and it's not in time. Very close, though. Tillian has no stolen bases on this season. This is just his third game here with the Mets. The 0-1 pitch. up in the air to the right side. Will it hang up? Going back is Otamendi, and that one has cleared the fences. A two-run home run off the bat of Newton. That's his fourth homer of the season, and he picks up his 15th and 16th RBI here.
That was, that was a full extension, middle of the barrel, all out, literal swing for the fences. And he caught every piece of that ball out.
That was high at the eyes. Newton liked it, and he sent it over the right field wall. So Tillian scored, Newton scored, and the Mets now have a five-run advantage as they lead 6-1 now here in the fourth. At the plate, Carlos Dominguez. Now here's another guy that you have to be so careful with. As we've talked about his home runs already early in the game, as we mentioned, has three home runs in the series already, eight overall. He leads the team. No balls, two strikes. Goreto delivers. That one will miss, give something to Dominguez to think about. Righty on righty matchup, the 1-2. In on the hands, boy, did he turn on that one. But that one is definitely out of play, but he was so ahead of that ball. Fastball inside on the hands of Dominguez. That looks like that is his sweet spot. Here's the 1-2. Let's not throw that one again. Wow, did you see that? He just turned on that so quickly, way ahead of it. That ball, if he actually, Daryl, you know, kept it straight, that would have went and hit the clubhouse of the Marlins in left. But instead, Goretti goes after Dominguez. He swings and misses, and that gets the Cardinals out of this jam, but not before Newton can clear the bases and give the Mets the 6-1 advantage as we go to the home half of the inning here in the fourth. Located on the intercoastal waterfront.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of four, thanks for joining us here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Lisa Pryde alongside Daryl Jones. Brady Whalen steps in. He popped up back in the second. Ziegler delivers. One ball, no strikes. Inside at the letters. Two balls, no strikes to the first baseman. Whalen fouls this pitch out of play. Tune in tomorrow for our Game 5 pregame. Remember, it's a 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time game time. Fly ball waiting on it is Consuegra out in center field. He'll make the grab. So a 3 o'clock start. So join us around, let's say, about 2... 2:45, and we have a great interview with the Cardinals pitcher Trent Baker, who was named the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week. One down, Aaron McKeithen steps in. Righty on righty matchup. One ball, no strikes to the designated hitter. He struck out looking his first trip up to the plate. Here's a strike delivered by Ziegler. 1-1 the count. So Trent Baker will join us on the pregame show tomorrow. So tune in early. About 2:40. I think we'll start around 2:40 our pregame show. If all goes well and we don't get stuck over in tacos and tequilas over in Abacoa. That's why I'm kind of, let's see, what time are we really starting tomorrow? It will be a different day for us. But you want to tune in. Trent Baker, as I mentioned, the pitcher of the week here in the Florida State League, as he had a great performance against the Jupiter Hammerheads. That was on the 28th of May. Pitched 7 strong innings, did not give up any runs, struck out 8 in those 7 innings of work, no walks either, only allowed a couple of hits. Baker was drafted just last season in the 9th round out of Angelo State University. Pitch upstairs, that one misses. And I won't give too much away, but we talked about as far as what spring training was like, his first spring training here with the big leaguers in attendance, too, as we had, you know, a different kind of spring training with the minor leaguers here first and the major leaguers sticking around just a little bit longer as the lockout had continued and didn't have spring training starting on time. And so, you know, Baker talked about what it was like to hang out with the big leaguers and kind of learn, you know, from them by observing and even having a few chats. McKeithen will head to first base on the free pass. Wade Stoss will come to the plate. He also talks about the new pitching rule, or not pitching rules, but new rules that we are, you know, using here in the Florida State League and around minor league baseball, and find out which day of the week he likes to pitch the best. Is it when only the umpires are calling the balls and strikes, when the ABS, the automatic balls and strikes system, is calling the balls and strikes, or the challenge days, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday? So find out what day of the week he likes to pitch the best, and you know, his opinion on what might need a little bit of adjustment as far as some of the rules, especially the pitch clock out there. Trent Baker is from Texas, born, raised, and went to college. And I asked him, too, you know, did he play football? Because Texas is such a big state known for football, but I know there's some great baseball players that come out of there, too. The ball's popped up. Looks like the shortstop will take it. I think he called everyone off, even though there were two other fielders around him, and that ball drops in. So McKeithen safe at second, Stoss safe at first base, as no glove even touched that ball, and it just dropped in. The triangle of the third baseman, shortstop, and left fielder. Dominguez keeps looking back at his infielders. He lost his hat way back in left field, but just kind of trying to figure out what went wrong there. A bloop base hit for Stoss. Sander Morris steps in. Ball gets by Osborne, but he stays on top of it. That'll keep McKeithen at second and Stoss at first. Moore is 1-for-1, doubled back in the third, scored the one run for the Cardinals here tonight. Fastball upstairs missing, 2 balls and no strikes to Mora. Only one out, the Cardinals have base runners at first and second. Ziegler delivers, outside missing. 3 straight balls here to Mora, the shortstop. He's tied with Tavallin and walks to lead the team, has 11. That's 4 straight balls delivered to Moore. He's very patient at the plate, and that will load the bases as Moore walks to first. McKeithen to third, Stoss to second, Moore at first base for Hansel Adamendi. Adamendi walks back in the third. Another trip by the pitching coach Victor Ramos out to the mound. This time there is action in both bullpens. This will give the Mets reliever some more time to warm up as he talks to his pitcher and catcher. The Mets, though, are up by 5. They're leading 6-1 as we are in the bottom of the 4th.
Got a few ball scores from around the Florida State League. Right now, St. Lucie is, of course, our game here. St. Lucie is leading 6-1 over the Cardinals. Out in Fort Myers is leading Lakeland 3-1 in the bottom of the 4th. Yeah, Clearwater on top against Dunedin, the top of the 5th, 2-0. We get ready to come back to our game here. We'll finish some bout. Give you a few more bout scores here in a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks for giving us the scores here. We're in the 4th inning, and it's, you know, we've got to see what Jupiter's doing and everybody else around the league, especially within our division. We have St. Lucie and, you know, Palm Beach playing right now, and find out what Jupiter is doing, and Daytona Beach on our East, you know, division here in the Florida State League. Swing and a miss.
Now that you mentioned Jupiter, let me go ahead and give that to you right now, because this is very exciting. You know, the 12-12 Jupiter Hammerheads are leading Daytona 5-0. 5-0 in the bottom of the 2nd.
All right, let's go Jupiter. Right now, Robbie Robinson, the manager for the Mets, along with the trainer for St. Lucie, they're out to talk with the catcher, Osborne, and make sure he's okay. It looks like he got hit. I don't know if it was in his forearm. He points to it, but then says he's okay. So everybody will return back to the dugout. Bases loaded, 1-1 at the plate. It's a righty-on-righty matchup with Otamendi at the plate. Strike called by the home plate umpire. So 1-2 the count. There's only one out. Bottom of the 4th, the Cardinals. They've got another chance here. Otamendi lays off. That one goes outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The right fielder batting 153 to start the game here. Here's the 2-2 fastball. That one gets away from Ziegler outside. So full count, bases loaded, only one out. Here's the payoff pitch up in the air to the right side, going back as De Los Santos. Will it be enough to drive in at least one run? Here comes the run. Here comes the throw into second. Everybody's advancing. So McKeithen scores on the sacrifice fly by Otamendi. The Cardinals are now down by 4. It's 6-2 in favor of the Mets in the 4th.
Not bad.
Stoss will go to third base, but Morris stays at first. Otamendi helping the Cardinals with that sack fly. 2 down, runners at first and third. Cruz at the plate. He swings and misses. Otamendi picks up his 5th RBI of the season with that sacrifice fly. Nothing in 2 to Cruz. Runners at the corners for the Cardinals. 2 down. There goes the runner to second. The swing, miss, throw down to second. And the tag applied, but there was already a swing and a miss as Cruz goes down for the 3rd out. So the Cardinals pick up one run. One hit. No errors. And 2 men left on base as we head to the top of the 5th here at the Dean. Mets up 6-2.
Steve. By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple...
Top of the fifth. Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. De Los Santos at the plate. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Grounded out, base hit, drove in 2 runs and stole a base and scored a run in the third. Big third inning for the hitter at the plate. Righty on righty matchup. Here's the 0-2. That one misses inside. 1-2 the count. Six to two, Mets lead. New pitcher on the hill, swing and a miss, and that's Jose Moreno for the Cardinals, who gets De Los Santos to go down swinging. One down, that'll bring up Raul Berasieta. Berasieta, 0-for-2 today, grounded out in the second, struck out in the third. Moreno's a righty on the hill, 6 foot 197. From Venezuela, just like Gallarte. 21 years of age, he was acquired by the Cardinals in 2017 as an international free agent. Last year, he pitched for the Palm Beach Cardinals also. Quickly, 2 balls, no strikes on Berasieta. The 2-0 misses. 3 straight balls now to Berasieta. Foul ball. Fans waiting on it, but I think it cleared the roof here. 3-1 the count. Moreno is 0-1 on the season. Fly ball to the right side. Going back is the right fielder, Otamendi, at the wall. Makes the grab as he crashes into one of the nation's best hospitals, Tampa General Hospital. It's their billboard out there in right field. Great job by Otamendi as he read that ball well and knew where the fence was as he made the grab first, then crashed into the wall. Protecting himself. So Berasieta, deep fly ball. He's the second out of the ball game here in the fifth for the Mets. That'll bring up the catcher, Drake Osborne. Osborne, last time up at the plate, sacrifice fly to center to drive in a run. Doubled in the second and scored that inning also. Moreno delivers. Fly ball to center. Cruz takes it, makes it look easy, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Moreno. We didn't even get through his stats, as I mentioned. He's 0-1 on the season, 1.00 ERA. If he sticks around, I'll tell you more about him. So no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We head to the bottom half of the fifth. We're back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. Mendoza, Reichenborn, and Tavallin after this.
Is live now. It will go on until Thursday, May the 12th.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager.
We're back up to the top of the order here in the fifth for the Cardinals. Ramon Mendoza steps in. First pitch delivered by a new pitcher here for the St. Lucie Mets. They went to their bullpen and pulled out the righty Carson Seymour. One ball, no strikes. This one misses low and away. 2-0 the count to Mendoza. Carson Seymour is 2-0 on the season, 0.00 ERA. He's pitched in four games, started two of those, 15 innings of work, allowed eight hits, no runs, as we mentioned, with that 0.00 ERA. Walk three, struck out nine in 15. Opponents batting a mere 154. Let's see if the Cardinals can change that here today, as Ramon Mendoza, ball four, heads to first base. So Seymour, that's only his fourth walk allowed as he starts his 16th inning here in 2022. The stadium lights are on. The sun is set. It's behind the clouds as there was a cloud coverage on the left side low. I'm going to have to take my sunglasses off soon because it looks like midnight here with my sunglasses on. No balls and a strike to Tyler Reichenborn. He's 0-for-1 today, walked back in the third. Fastball, hit to the right side. That'll drop in and give a little trouble to De Los Santos. Rounding first base is Reichenborn, and going all the way to third is Mendoza. Then Reichenborn decides to take, you know, to get to second. Here comes the throw, the tag applied, and Reichenborn is out at second, and boy, is he dirty. They really packed these base paths here. That dirt is, like I said, it's just sticky, and it's stuck right to Reichenborn. So he had a sure base hit. It looked like it was trouble for De Los Santos, but somehow he quickly got to the ball, and he's got a great arm, threw it to second base, tag applied, Reichenborn out at second. Mendoza, though, all the way to third base. Lefty at the plate is Tavallin. First pitch delivered is a strike. One down. I thought it was a strike. Now the count says 1-1. Maybe someone challenged it, or we'll see. That's a swing and a miss, though, so we know there's at least one strike. No, it is. No balls and two strikes. Scoreboard just needs to be adjusted. A very mini scoreboard. Here's the 0-2 off the end of the bag, hitting opposite and dropping in for a base hit. That's trouble for Dominguez, but that's easily driving in Mendoza here for the Cardinals. So off the bat of Tavallin, he drives in Mendoza. That's Tavallin's 16th run batted in. His 26th hit of the season.
The first baseman, number 12, Brady Relling.
So Brady Whalen, he'll bat from the left side. Maybe as Tavallin, the lefty, had luck against the righty Seymour, so will Whalen. No balls and a strike to the first baseman, who's 0-2 here tonight. Tavallin taking a nice lead at first base. He shifts over on the pitch. Foul ball. No balls, two strikes to Brady Whalen. He's in his fourth game here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Whalen, his first game back was game one here on Tuesday off the IL. He was 1-for-3 that day with a walk. Had to feel good to get that first hit of the season in your first game back. He played here in 2021 with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Played with three teams last season in the Gulf Coast League, the Complex League here, then with the Palm Beach team, and then Peoria also. Here with the Cardinals, played in 11 games and batted .275. One ball, two strikes. Hard hit to the right side. Picked up by the second baseman. Throw to second to get the force out. The relay throw gets away. It's low, and that'll keep Whalen safe at first base. So the force out at second is out number two. Whalen safe at first base on the fielder's choice and errant throw.
That was a gift from the Mets. So don't give up too many of those, so we'll take it.
The Cardinals will take anything at this point as they are down by three. Looks like a little trouble. Barris Cierta, the first baseman, goes over to his dugout. I think he has a loose string or something's wrong with his glove. As Robbie Robinson, the manager for the Mets, grabs the first base mitt from his first baseman, takes a look at it. Barris Cierta calls down into the dugout. I don't know if he has a backup or he's hoping that somebody has a backup for him, but also, usually one of the guys or the trainer, someone knows how to work well, you know, on the gloves, and if there's a loose string or something, they can weave it in and tighten it up and get it ready. So maybe they're even working on that now. Barris Cierta's just roaming up and down the dugout looking to see who's going to help him out with a glove. So we haven't had this issue yet this season, as I heard last night's game was moving so quickly. I think they're in the fifth inning or something, and maybe an hour of, you know, only an hour had gone by, and then it slowed down as it went to 11. But here, there's been a lot of pitches thrown, and, you know, now we're into our relievers. A lot of hits, a lot of runs, so it hasn't been the fastest moving game. 6-3 in favor of the Mets. Looks like Barris Cierta does have a glove as he jogs out. Bobby Robinson talking to the home plate umpire. Everyone's just kind of hanging out. Nobody's really ready to go. I don't know if he likes that glove right now. I think he wants another one. He wants to wait. His pitcher's waiting. That's Seymour. Maybe he needs to throw a few. We were talking about Brady Whalen, who is at first base right now, you know, coming back off the IL, first game back on Tuesday. He's 24 years old and was drafted in 2016 in the 12th round out of Union High School. His brother Caleb played in the minor leagues, as did his dad Sean. So it's a tradition in the family. The Waylands, both, you know, all three of them playing in the minor leagues. His dad Sean was drafted by San Diego in the 15th round in 89. His brother Caleb was actually drafted in the same year as Brady. He was drafted by Milwaukee in the 38th round. So Brady right now, he's been the highest drafted out of the three and is still playing in the minor leagues. His dad Sean played 90-92. Last played in 92 in high A in the Cal League. Pop up, stays in the ballpark, and fortunately for the Mets, they waited on Barasanta to get a glove, and he gets a glove on that. You know, he probably could have caught that barehanded, but McKeithen pops up to Barasanta with his new glove and right in foul territory. That was a long delay there. Well worth it for the Mets, not for the Cardinals, as they leave a runner stranded, and we head to the top of the sixth with the Mets still up. The Cardinals have three on the board, but the Mets have six.
Before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need.
We're back here in Jupiter, Florida. The sun is set. It's a beautiful night to be at the ballpark. Villavicencio at the plate, the third baseman for the Mets. He's 0 for 2 today. He struck out a couple of times. Jose Moreno is working on him. Two balls and a strike. Moreno came in relief for Guerrero. Just faced three Mets hitters in the fifth. Strikeout and two flyouts. Ball coming back, hits the netting. 2-2 the count. So the book's been closed on the starting pitcher for the Cardinals. Guerrero pitched four innings. Gave up eight hits, six runs, all earned. Walked a pair, struck out five. And his ERA is now 5.56. Swing and a miss. Villavicencio goes down for the third time today. Swing.
Now batting, the second baseman, number 18.
That'll bring up the number nine hitter in the lineup for the Mets, the second baseman, Junior Tillian. Tillian is 1-for-1. Base hit in the second, drove in the first run of the ballgame for the Mets. First pitch, she hits it a one-hopper on the ground to Tovalin at third base. Throw to Waylon. It brings him off the bag, but he tags Tillian before he touches first. So the second baseman is retired as he grounds out to third. Two down, we're back up to the top of the order for the St. Lucie Mets. Alex Ramirez steps in, righty-on-righty matchup. The kick, the pitch, upstairs missing. Ramirez is 2-for-3 today. Couple of base hits, then flied out to center back in the fourth. Moreno delivers, brings the heat. Ramirez swings and misses. He has struck out 19 times this season, none here tonight. There must be a lot of weather working around certain parts of our country as all day long, and including, you know, during the game, I've been getting notifications of games being canceled and postponed up in the big leagues. So Stoss goes down as he got hit. We've got a lot of delays here today. Everyone's getting hurt, you know, needing a new glove, you name it. We've got a timeout delay, whatever it is.
Yeah,
forget the pitch clock, right?
Yeah, it appears that ball ricocheted ever so slightly off of the batter's bat and came in at a difficult angle for Stoss to hang on to and hit him.
This ball's up in the air to the right side. That will drop in for extra bases. Rounding first, now rounding second. Running all the way to third. It looks like he's losing it a little, but he is so speedy. And we're talking about Alex Ramirez. He makes it to third base, puts both hands on his knees, and I think he's trying to catch his breath. That was a deep fly ball into the alley in right center. Cruz, Adamende, they made a run for it.
Number five, but Ramirez ran
all the way around and is at third base right now with two down. What do you think? Did he look like he's kind of flailing a little at the end? He just had his arms flapping.
It was like this gyroscopic action he was doing to stay within the baseline.
I almost felt like, too, exactly. Like, I felt like he was trying to keep his balance while running so fast. You know, when he went around second base, it looked like, well, okay, he was going so fast his upper body couldn't keep up with it as his lower body just sped around.
If his name was Roadrunner, I would believe it.
Roadrunner. Beep, beep. So he is leading the Mets right now with triples. That's his third on the season. Two outs, though. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Way, way off the mark. And Consuegra swings and misses. So that triple does no damage. Just gets some exercise there from Ramirez and also Cruz and Adamende out in right field. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth here at the Dean for the Cardinals. It'll be Stoss, Moore, and Adamende after this.
Don't beat Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Wait, Stoss will step up to the plate. Seymour remains on the hill in relief of Ziegler. He came in last inning. Well, had a couple of hits, a run, walked a batter, struck out none. One ball, no strikes to the left-handed hitting catcher. Righty on lefty matchup. Seymour delivers inside. One ball and one strike to Stoss. The Cardinals catcher popped up in the second, then hit a bloop hit in the fourth, so he's 1-for-2. Hard hit. That one goes foul to the right side. Slight shift on here. There is no shift allowed like the extreme one where you can have more than, you know, the regular fielders on each side of second. So slight shift as the two fielders on the left side of the diamond, that's a third baseman and shortstop, are shifted more towards second base. But that won't matter. Stoss is hit on the elbow, so he'll head to first base. Stoss first batter here in the sixth, and he's the first one on base here for the Cardinals. That'll bring up Sander Mora. Mora's 1-for-1, doubled and scored a run in the third, walked in the fourth. Manager for the Mets, Robbie Robinson, is out talking to home plate umpire Chad Westlake. Robinson, he's had a lot of chats here tonight with the umpire for all kinds of different reasons. Three ball game in favor of the Mets, but last night the Cardinals were down by three and they scored three to tie it up in the bottom of the ninth. Never count the Cardinals out. We're only in the bottom of the sixth inning. They have time. There's no outs. Stoss is at first base. It'll be Mora at the plate, then Otamendi is on deck. Robinson's making this a long conversation, and now manager Gary Kendall for the Cardinals. He's taking a few steps toward home plate, just wondering what the delay is about as far as how long can this conversation go, and does he need to go and protect his Cardinal players? So now, after Robinson's conversation, Westlake will motion in for the infield umpire, Trey Ward, to come and discuss things, and they do. Delays usually hurt pitchers, you know, but it hasn't really bothered Seymour as much as now he's just hanging out, listening. He's not throwing around. A lot of times pitchers will, you know, play catch with the fielder or do something, but he's actually kind of not too far away from the umpires and listening in as he walks even closer to the umpires. I know they're probably discussing if Stoss should be awarded first base or not. Now the umpires head to the Cardinals dugout and then realize that the manager is at third base, so then they head over to third base to talk to Gary Kendall. This might go in favor of Robinson and the Mets after he had that long conversation and got both umpires to discuss things, and now, you know, Kendall's showing he actually is touching his right elbow, showing, you know, Stoss was hit there. We'll see how it's ruled.
Lisa, help me out here. Is it possible to go to I don't want to say review, but, you know, they have balls.
Oh, there's a challenge.
Right? Yeah, a challenge.
They're actually challenging the umpire's call with the ABS. The challenge, it looks like it was overruled. And so the call overturned. It was a ball. It's upheld. That's what I thought, because he's still at first base. And so instead of being hit by the pitch, it's a ball. You know, whatever way it went in favor of the Cardinals.
Still on first base.
Yes, so we'll change that. I guess instead of hit by pitch, that he'll be walked. But Sander Mora at the plate. Hello. One ball, no strikes. Seymour delivers. That's a strike right at the knees. 1-1 the count. that's when we have that challenge, it's very uniquely used sometimes. And that was a very unique situation, is, you know, regular hit by pitch. And then the manager for the Mets said, you know, wait a minute. You know, talking to his catcher, we don't think it actually hit him. And then they're trying to see if maybe that would be called a strike by the ABS then. But the ABS said, no, that was a ball. So either way, Stoss is at first base. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss. That was a breaking ball that just kept going away and away from the righty at the plate, Mora. So he'll go down swinging, one down. That'll bring up Hansel Adamendi. Adamendi, sacrifice fly back in the fourth, drove in the second run for the Cardinals here today. He walked his first trip up to the plate. Righty on righty matchup. Adamendi awaits the pitch. Breaking ball. That's a big hook inside for the strike. That's something that when I was talking to Trent Baker, you'll hear him talk about tomorrow on our pregame show. He's the Cardinals pitcher and the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week here in the league. But he talked about, as far as something that he picked up during spring training, was one of the pitching coaches told him, don't be afraid to throw your changeup, you know, your breaking balls at different points in the at bat, as far as, and definitely don't be afraid to throw it even if you're behind. So you see right here, Seymour with his breaking ball, he's throwing it all different times here to Adamendi. Two balls and a strike. They kick the pitch. This ball's given a ride to the left side. Coming in is Dominguez. He makes the grab. That will keep Stoss at first base. So Adamendi is retired as he flies out to left.
Number five, Addison Cruz.
Addison Cruz steps in. He's the center fielder for the Cardinals. 0 for 2 today as he has struck out twice. Cruz likes to have his socks up high to show the stripes. Wiggles his bat and awaits the pitch. It's a strike at the letters. High strike there to Cruz. He's still trying to figure out at the plate tonight, as he, we mentioned, has struck out now twice. Good eye here as the ball goes wide of the plate. So 1-1 the count. Runner at first base, 6-3 ball game in favor of the Mets. The pitch delivered, and that catches the edge on the outside for the strike. So 1-2 the count in favor of Seymour, the pitcher. Cruz batting 105 now. Patient at the plate. Seymour tries to get him to chase it. Cruz doesn't. Count evens up at 2 apiece. The 2-2, there goes Stoss to protect, swing and a miss, and that's the third out of the inning and the third time that Cruz has struck out. He was just trying to protect as Stoss was going to second. That'll do it for the Cardinals as they, no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left on base here in the sixth. We head to the seventh with the Mets up 6-3.
Greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure.
We're in the seventh inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First up for the Mets, it's Sherman Newton. Newton had a big two-run home run in the fourth. Mets were already up. They had four runs on the scoreboard, and Newton, with his blast, drove in the fifth and sixth runs of the ballgame for the Mets. St. Lucie up 6-3 right now. Moreno remains on the hill. He came in relief of Guerte. So Newton is 2-for-2 today with a walk. High heat upstairs, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes to the shortstop. Righty on lefty matchup. Moreno misses. Count goes full. Dominguez on deck. De Los Santos is in the hole. The Mets scored one in the second, three in the third, two in the fourth. That's how they got their six runs. Moreno goes right after Newton. He swings and misses. Moreno picks up his fourth strikeout of the night. He is in his third inning of work.
Carlos Dominguez.
Guerte, the starting pitcher for the Cardinals, had 14 strikeouts coming into the game. He ended with five strikeouts, so he has 19 on the season. Righty on righty matchup. Carlos Dominguez at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Moreno goes right at him. Misses low and away. 2-0.
Lisa, I'd like to mention our big league affiliates are both out west this evening. St. Louis Cardinals taking on the San Francisco Giants at 10:15 p.m. St. Louis Cardinals second in the NL Central. And the Florida Marlins are taking on San Diego Padres at 9:40 p.m. And the Florida Marlins are second in the NL East. So we have some action tonight way out west.
So when we're done, then their games start. At least we hope we end before they start, right?
Oh, Lisa, you've done it again. Yes, I think the way we're moving along, I think we should be finished here and we can go enjoy those games.
Payoff pitch to Dominguez. Moreno delivers, holding it right on the edge of Stoss. Not getting the call, and I don't see anyone challenging it either. So Dominguez will head to first base.
Number 21, Omar.
That's the first walk allowed by Moreno. I mentioned that how the starting pitcher for the Cardinals, Guerte, now has 19 strikeouts on the season. Well, Moreno, as he came into this contest, had 18 on the season through 18 innings, and now with three strikeouts, let me see, one, two, three, four strikeouts tonight, he has 22 on the season. He is just racking up the strikeouts. That's Moreno looking for his first win. Everybody's looking for their first win here tonight.
Been a model of efficiency.
Only Seymour. I was double checking the reliever for the Mets. He already has two wins on the season. But all the other pitchers that have pitched here tonight still looking for their first win. Right now, St. Lucie, if everything stays the same, Ziegler will get his first win of the season, as he was the starting pitcher for the Mets, who have had the lead and held it the entire night. No balls, two strikes. De Los Santos at the plate. Moreno from the stretch brings his glove up in front of his face. looks over his left shoulder, delivers, ball popped up, hits the suite's roof, and rolls on down. I see a young fan with his Palm Beach Cardinals red cap. He looks like he already has a couple of balls there. He wants another one. He's got a glove. You got to put your glove on your hands to catch that ball, right? He's just carrying it by the strings.
Oh, my goodness. I was just thinking the same thing. Like, you put the glove on, y'all, man.
He's holding the glove by the strings, and in his other hand, he has a ball. The ball never came down, though. They get stuck up there on the roof. It was made just in a way that sometimes balls just get stuck up on a slanted roof. How does a ball get stuck on a slanted roof? But I can see some right here. There's just little grooves that they get stuck in.
I'd say you have some grooves up there.
Yeah, so it's not
just get hung up.
They need to change it because they just get stuck in. I think we're both coughing there. We need a cough button. No balls, two strikes. De Los Santos at the plate. Moreno on the hill. Righty on righty matchup. One out. There goes the runner to second. Hard hit ball to the left side. That'll drop in. I think that cracked the bat of De Los Santos. And since Dominguez was already running to second base on the pitch, he'll actually go all the way to third base.
I think you are exactly right. That bat did crack. And it put some weird English on the ball and put some backspin on it. And it allowed the base runner to easily get to third, stand it up.
And it did exactly just that. And so it kind of just stayed up there and, you know, didn't really carry and fell into short left field where no one could really reach it. And that advanced Dominguez to third, De Los Santos at first with the hit. And Barrasieta is at the plate. Throw over to second, I believe, just to step on the bag, saying that they thought maybe Dominguez missed second, but he didn't. One down, Mets up by three. Runners at first and third. At the plate, it's Barrasieta. He's looking for his first hit of the night. He's 0 for 3 here today. Grounded out, struck out, and flied out. The throw to second base, sliding safely. Now it's coming home. The slide is, he's out. The tag looked like it was a little bit low on the legs of Dominguez, but the home plate umpire rules that he is out, and that is a good out for the Cardinals. No one's going to contest that, so the score remains 6-3. Barrasieta still here in the box at the plate, but Dominguez is out. Throw down by Stoss to second. They're trying to get De Los Santos, but he'll get a stolen base. Then the immediate return back to Stoss, and he places the tag on Dominguez, and that's the second out. So one player gets a stolen base, the other one's caught stealing. There's a throw to second trying to get De Los Santos, and then it gets by the center fielder after it already went out past the second baseman, deflected off the glove, and that will score a run here for the Mets as De Los Santos does cross the plate safely. So Moreno threw to second. The ball got by the second baseman, and he pretended like he had in his glove and was trying to tag out De Los Santos, or at least fake him out enough that maybe he thought, you know, he would just stop while they're waiting for the ball to come in. But then it got by Cruz, who was in center field, and, well, that's all she wrote is De Los Santos then went all the way around to score, and now the Mets have 7 runs on the scoreboard.
It did freeze De Los Santos for half a second. If it hadn't scooted past Cruz in center field, he might have had a shot. There's your train, Lisa.
I know it's always faint. Like I said, it's just interesting to hear when you think you're so close to the ocean, but yet there's a railroad track somewhere close by.
That one's right off US 1 to our east.
Not bad. The catcher, number 13.
So Barrasieta will walk to first base. 2 walks allowed by Moreno here this inning, and the blue base hit along with stolen base and errant throw and So manager Gary Kendall will go to his bullpen once again. We're going to take a quick break as the Mets are up 7-3. We'll let you know who the next pitcher is up for the Cardinals.
And as we go to break, just to give you a quick update on the Jupiter Hammerheads, they are now up 7-0 in the bottom of the sixth against Daytona. Stand by. We'll be right back.
So we're back, Drake Osborne at the plate. Moreno does stay in. So manager Gary Kendall, he went out to talk, you know, with his infield and pitcher and catcher. And usually that means the bullpen is, you know, coming in. But in this situation, the reliever stays in the pen and Moreno stays on the hill. That was hard hit right above us. Osborne, one ball, one strike, two outs. Runner at first base is Barrasierta. Moreno looks over his shoulder at the runner at first and delivers. That misses, 2-1. Wind kicking up, blowing from right to left.
We actually had that foul ball go into the suite right next to our booth.
Hard hit up the middle. That will drop in for a base hit. So Barrasierta goes to second, Osborne aboard at first. That was crazy. That one came back hard, and it hit hard. No wonder it sounded like that.
Yeah.
I thought it hit like the side of the building in between the windows, but it hit the back of the wall.
Hit the back of the wall.
The window is open.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope it was open at least and didn't break the window, as we saw a couple of staff members come in to the little office next door to our radio booth. So Barrasierta at second base, he's aboard with the walk, and then Drake Osborne, base hit up the middle, brings up Kevin Villavicencio. First pitch, lined into the glove of the shortstop, Mora, that ends the inning. The Mets, they tack on one more as they lead 7-3. So stay with us here, time to stand up. We're already standing up and stretching. And sing along with the fans here at the Dean. Take me out to the ballgame.
Please stand up and stretch those legs and join us in this rendition of the old ballpark classic, Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
Welcome back. I hope you stretched, grabbed some snacks. I got my pineapple gummies. I like those pineapple gummy bears. If you get them to the dollar store, it's the 100th anniversary, and they say they're a share size, but I never share. Ground ball to the left side. On the run is Villavicencio, and he throws to first base in time. Even Mendoza, he tries to slide his way safely to first base, but unsuccessful, so Mendoza's retired as he grounds out to third. I'm sorry, I don't share with you, Daryl. My gummies, they just don't put enough in these bags to share.
Lisa, you might have been sharing and not know it.
Oh, that could be happening too. So you're sneaking some. That's okay. I should bring extra. First pitch, that could drop in, and it does. It drops in right in front of the outfielder and right, De Los Santos, off the bat of Reichenborn for the base hit with one down. All right, the Cardinals are going after Seymour, who's on the hill, you know, attacking after one or two pitches. They're not waiting. Osvaldo Tavallon will step in, righty on lefty matchup. Tavallon 1-for-3 tonight, struck out, flied out, and base hit in the fifth, drove in a run. The Cardinals scored one in the third, one in the fourth, and one in the fifth. They haven't caught up with the Mets yet tonight, as the Mets are up by 4-7-3 ball game. We're in the seventh inning. One ball, no strikes from the stretch. Seymour kicks, delivers, hard hit on the ground. That squeaks, oh, as the diving second baseman for the Mets stops it, like traps it under his belly there as he dives on the grass. I thought that might go into right field for the base hit, but it's still an infield base hit. That ball, Tillian really tried to trap it and stop it, but there's no way he was going to come up and throw out to Tavallon at first base. So back-to-back base hits. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter for the Cardinals, Brady Whalen. And that one hits Whalen. Batting from the left side, Seymour goes in. Whalen tries to jump away, but the ball just kept coming in on him. I don't think anyone's going to challenge that. APS will definitely say, yeah, that was a ball inside.
We can hear that one. Ricochet off of his thigh.
Reichenborn third, Tavallon at second, Whalen at first. So after the ground out, base hit, hit by a pitch. Aaron McKeithen steps in. He's the righty hitter. Facing the righty on the hill, Seymour. Inside at the knees, catches the edge for the strike.
I'm beginning to think the Cardinals will put on their rally caps.
I sure hope so. We're here in the seventh, bases loaded situation again. Here's the 0-1. Strike at the belt. Nothing in two for the designated hitter. McKeithen looking for his first hit here in 2022. This is his second game with the Cardinals. Outside, he swings and a miss as he chases that ball. So McKeithen, with the bases loaded, goes down swinging. That'll bring up Wade Stoss. Stoss hit a blooper in the fourth, and then he was hit by a pitch. He was challenged. ABS said it was a ball, so he remained at first base. Popped up back in the second, so he's 1-for-2 today. Bases loaded, two outs. Stoss batting from the left side, swings and misses. Seymour starting Stoss off with a breaking ball. Two down, bases loaded. Bullpen working right now for the Cardinals. There's someone up. So it might be a new pitcher in next inning.
Stoss one hit, one walk so far in this series.
Looking for a big hit now. No balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs. Seymour delivers. That one misses. That's low and inside.
Being very patient.
Seymour mixing things up. Good job by Stoss to lay off that one. Mets up 7-3. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Cardinals threatening with the bases loaded. The kick, the pitch. That one almost hits Stoss as he turns away from it. It was upstairs in on the right shoulder of the lefty at the plate. Stoss has 13 hits on the season. The 2-2 breaking ball. Swing and a miss with the bases loaded. So with the bases loaded, the key thing goes down swinging. Stoss goes down swinging. And the Cardinals come up empty with no runs. A pair of hits. No errors, three men left on base. We go to the top of the eighth inning, and the Mets are up 7-3.
Since 2017, Bank of America has invested more than $6.5 million.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking.
New pitcher on the hill in the top of the eighth inning facing the number nine hitter for the Mets, Junior Tillian. It's Gustavo Rodriguez, 6'3", 160 righty from Venezuela. I think we've got everybody from Venezuela here. This is a great night if you're tuning in from Venezuela or you're a fan. Guarate. Moreno, and now Rodriguez, all from Venezuela. And what a combination. And he goes after Tillian. Picks up the strikeout. That'll bring up Alex Ramirez.
The number one hitter
in the lineup for the Mets. The leadoff hitter. Rodriguez pitched for Palm Beach last season. He goes upstairs. High heat. Ramirez swings and misses. Cardinals signed him in 2018 as an international free agent. The 0-1 pitch, that one's coming back. And it'll go foul. Rodriguez, 0-1, 9.00 ERA. He's pitched in one game, started that. This is game number two for him. Upstairs, swing and a miss. Boy, Rodriguez has the heat coming tonight. Another big strikeout. That'll bring up Stanley Consuegra. So Rodriguez, he has pitched three innings this season. Allowed four hits, three runs all earned. A home run, walked three, and struck out two. He's back, though, and he looks healthy, and he looks very unhittable right now. He is going through the lineup right now as he mowed down Tillian and Ramirez, and I can hear that glove pop up here. No one can connect with the heat coming from Gustavo. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Check swing. It's a strike. 1-2 the count. The pitchers are keeping the Cardinals in the ball game right now. The Cardinals had some opportunities. Bases loaded a few times tonight. Just can't string together some runs, or not enough. They have three. They need four more to tie. Gustavo misses. Count goes full to Consuegra. The number two hitter, Consuegra, hitless tonight. Here's the 3-2. It's coming back to us. That one hit the roof right there.
That was in 3D.
Checking my hand out.
That was in 3D, Lisa.
4D. It's coming at us. Bring your glove next time, Daryl.
Yeah.
We're getting one. Oh, Gustavo just misses with the fastball. Consuegra patient. He'll walk to first with two down.
All right. The shortstop. Number 20, Shervin Newton.
Shervin Newton will step in. Righty on lefty matchup. Newton with the big hit tonight for the Mets. The two-run home run in the fourth over the right field wall. He has a pair of hits and is 2-for-3 tonight. A lot of exciting things and good news within the Cardinals organization this week. Check swing goes foul, 0-2. Former Palm Beach Cardinal Juan Yepes made his major league debut. He was called up last year in the playoffs but never got to play. It was a wild card game. This year called up, and he's the first player in Cardinals history to hit two doubles in his first major league game. Throw to second base, not in time. So Consuegra will pick up the stolen base. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. That one misses. But that's pretty exciting, isn't it, Daryl? For, you know, Yepes, it wasn't too long ago that he was here in Palm Beach, and to see him make his major league debut and be able to do that, that was back on Wednesday. Getting two doubles, you know, in your debut. You just want to get a hit, right? When you make your debut, you just want to get on base, get a hit. And to get two big hits like that, he was 2-for-3.
That's a big mention. And you've got to honor the success stories when you see those type things happen. Good for him.
Yeah, the Cardinals won that game 10-0, too. That was at Kansas City. Now they're out west in San Francisco. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second base. Two down. Pitcher on the hill for the Cardinals is Rodriguez. He just came in relief this inning. There goes the runner. Throw gets by the third baseman. And the Mets have another run on the board as Consuegra safely will make it home standing up. So Consuegra decided to go to third base. Rodriguez throws over to third, trying to pick him off, but instead the ball will get by to Vallon at third. And since the ball got by him and ended up over in the bullpen area of the visiting Mets, Consuegra went home, and the Mets, they're now up 8-3. Rodriguez not too happy about that. Fires up and strikes out Newton. So no hits, but the Mets still pick up a run after walking Consuegra, a stolen base, an error, and, you know, pass ball there, and that has the Mets up 8-3 as we head to the bottom half of the eighth inning here at the Dean.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes.
Okay, Palm Beach Cardinal fans, we're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sander Moore on, or not on the hill, but he's at the plate. Adamendi on deck, and Cruz in the hole. One ball, no strikes to Mora. Seymour delivers. That one misses. 2-0 the count to Mora. It's an 8-3 ball game in favor of the visiting St. Lucie Mets. They've won every game this series so far. The other games have been a lot closer. This is the most runs that St. Lucie has scored on Palm Beach in this series. The 2-1, that one catches the outside corner. Your two balls, two strikes.
And Lisa, we've mentioned tacos and tequila night tomorrow at the Dean. Let me mention on May 14th is PBS night. That's going to be family friendly. Bring the kids out. They're going to have characters from all the famous and great PBS shows. And it'll include, it'll include all of the characters, and kids will get to meet them and take pictures with them and have a great time.
Sounds like a good time for the kids to come out with their parents. Nice family night here at the ballpark. It's always enjoyable. And when you get to meet characters and have fun, they, you know, all kinds of giveaways. So you can look forward to that on May 14th. 8-3 ball game, one out as Moore grounded out. Hansel Adamendi will step in. The right fielder walked. Sacrifice fly back in the fourth to drive in the second run for the Cardinals, and then flied out in the sixth. Cardinals scored one in the third, one in the fourth, and one in the fifth. They only have three. The St. Lucie Mets have eight. Seymour on the hill, one ball and one strike to Adamendi. Kicks, delivers, hard hit, backhanding it and diving after it is Newton. It's short and the hole throws. And staying and keep making sure his foot is on the bag at first is Barisierta. I heard a lot of cheers, and I thought they were supposed to be in favor of the Cardinals, but they're not. They're in favor of the Mets as Adamendi is out at first base. He grounds out. Newton, what a play as he dove to his right, backhanded that ball, and then just really dug himself, you know, a spot and threw from the ground that way over to first in time. So Cruz in the box right now, one ball and no strikes. Moore grounded out. Adamendi grounded out here in the eighth. Cruz trying to change that up. He has struck out three times here tonight. He's 0 for 3. Not only does he want to get on base for the Cardinals, but I think he's trying to avoid the golden sombrero, too. He doesn't want to strike out four times. Hard hit on the ground. He won't strike out, but that ball is in the pocket of Villavicencio, and that's a throw that the third baseman has made many times. So that's three ground outs in a row for the Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We head to the top of the ninth inning. The Mets are up 8-3 here at the Dean.
We'll be right back.
was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth inning here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. New pitcher on the hill for the Cardinals is the righty Gianluca Delautri. Delautri facing Carlos Dominguez. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called. Dominguez has struck out twice tonight, but also hit a double in the third to drive in a run. Or no, actually didn't drive in a run, but he scored a run. Then walked in the seventh. Foul ball to the left side. Dominguez will stay in the box. Delautri is a righty, 6'6", 250 from Wall, New Jersey, 24 years old, and was picked up by the Cardinals and signed in 2020 as an undrafted free agent. Played last year here and also in Peoria in High A. It was a tough year to be drafted with the pandemic and COVID. We had a few years that were just very crazy. We're still trying to get through all that, right? But in 2020, it was a very short draft, only a few rounds. So there were a lot of players that were signed as undrafted free agents. Delautri, one of them, he gets Dominguez to swing and miss.
Not bad.
One down, that'll bring up Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos has a couple of hits tonight. He's 2 for 4. Back in the third, he singled and drove in 2 runs, scored a run in the seventh. Bloop base hit, stolen base, an error, and he was scoring another run. First pitch, that one goes foul. No balls and a strike. Wind has just been a little breezy here today. Not much of a breeze blowing in. Here's the 0-1. Delautri with the breaking ball that just keeps going away, away, away from the righty as he swings and misses.
Dominguez with 3 home runs so far in this series. And let's see, 4 RBIs.
Delautri is 1-0 on the season. He is pitching very carefully, as you mentioned, to Dominguez, and was able to get him to swing and miss. Now he's working on De Los Santos. Delautri, 0.00 ERA, has 1 save in 1 opportunity. Here's the 1-2, little tapper foul. This is his 7th game that he's appearing in, Delautri is. He's allowed 3 hits in those 7 innings, only walked 2, and a strikeout, get this, Darryl, 15 in 7 innings, make it 16 now.
Pitching efficiency.
And is that another strikeout?
It is.
With 2 outs, De Los Santos.
Will
also strike out, and Raul Barisierta will step in. Barisierta is 0 for 3 today with a walk. No balls and a strike to the first baseman. Delautri from the stretch as the glove at his belt swings and misses as Barisierta. 0-2 the count. Delatre's throwing nothing but strikes. He's giving the Cardinals the opportunity to do something in the bottom half of this inning. 8-3 ball game in favor of the Mets right now. Foul tip under the screen behind home plate. So Barrasieta remains alive. It's not going to be any easier for the Cardinals as they continue on. Here they are playing the St. Lucie Mets this series. They have the best record in the Florida State League. And then they move on and they will go west after this series. That is to the West Division, too. Facing Fort Myers first, who is in first place in the West Division with a 12-9 record. And then the Cardinals return home to face Bradenton. Breaking ball, slow roller to the left side. It goes foul. So Barrasieta still staying alive as he's fouled a few pitches off. But it's not getting easier for the Cardinals, is it? They're playing, you know, the team with the best record in the Florida State League. Then they go play the best team in the West. And Bradenton, for a time, was actually the best team in the West. They're only back of Fort Myers by a half game. So it is not going to be easy for the Cardinals.
As you say, no rest for the weary.
Swing and a miss, and it's three up, three down. Three straight strikeouts for Delatre. He's kept the Cardinals in this game, and now it's up to the bats of Palm Beach. We're back up after this, and we're back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. Mendoza, Reichenborn, and Tavallin, stick with us.
Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
All right, here we go. Top of the ninth inning. It's a do or die for the Cardinals. They are down by 5 runs. 8-3 ball game in favor of the Mets. First pitch, first batter, Ramon Mendoza. 1 ball, no strikes to the second baseman. He's 0-for-3 today with a walk, scored a run in the fifth. Here's the 1-0 inside, and that's a strike. Comes right by his elbow, too. Mendoza froze up there, trying to get the call. 1-1, Seymour remains on the hill. He came in relief back in the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1, that's wide of the plate. 2-1 the count. Through 4 innings, Seymour has allowed 4 hits, a run, it was earned, walked a batter, and has struck out 4. He's faced Mendoza twice. He walked him in the fifth and got Mendoza to ground out to third base. Here's the 2-2. Outside, Mendoza, does he go after it? No, says the umpire on the base pass, Trey Ward. So the count is full on Mendoza. Everybody's playing straight away, infield playing deep. both the second base and shortstop on the lip of the infield. Check swing. That one pops up. Nobody can get to it. It's in foul territory. And Mendoza will be safe back in the box. Boy, he swung on that. It was just a protective swing as the ball was inside. It was a pop-up, fortunately, that no one could get to. They tried. The Mets did. What a game it's been. Thought maybe tonight would be the Cardinals' night as they have lost four straight, their last three here at home against the St. Lucie Mets. The Mets went up 1-0 in the second. That ball misses low. And so Mendoza will walk again against Seymour to lead things off for the Cardinals. A walk's as good as a hit. This could be what the Cardinals lead. Just keep it going. Tyler Langenhorn, who has had a great series, he's got a couple of base hits. But the Mets scored first. They were up 1-0 in the second. Then in the third, they scored three, though. It was a 4-0 ball game. The Cardinals responded with a run, made it 4-1. That didn't seem too far out of the way or unreachable. But then the Mets added two more, and they had then the 6-1 lead. The Cardinals only responded with one run, so 6-2 at that point. Ball hit into right field. Fly ball that is catchable by De Los Santos as he comes in. So one down. That'll bring up Tavallin. Earlier this season, Tavallin did it with his bat. Can he keep the Cardinals going here in the ninth?
Mr. Heroics in the batter box right now.
Osvaldo has two hits, both against Seymour. He struck out and flied out against Ziegler, the starting pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, but against Ziegler, two base hits. Waylon is on deck for the Cardinals. There's one out. No balls and a strike to Tavallin, runner at first base. Here's the pitch, hard hit on the ground, but picked up by the second baseman. Throw to second to get the force out. Relay throw. Is it in time? It is. So double play here. And that is the end of the game. The Cardinals try to get something going, but a double play will end the game here. And the Mets, boy, they took that score right off of the scoreboard here at the Dean. The Mets win 8-3. So we'll be right back as the Mets win 8-3 with our post-game wrap-up. Stay with us.
Kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Lisa Pride alongside Daryl Jones for the post-game wrap-up. So the St. Lucie Mets win again. Now the Palm Beach Cardinals have lost five in a row as the Cardinals fall to the Mets tonight 8-3. The St. Lucie Mets, 11 hits, 8 runs, no errors. The Palm Beach Cardinals, 6 hits, 3 runs, and 3 errors. The winning pitcher is Seymour. He's 3-0 on the season. The loss goes to Guerte, who's 0-2. As we take a look at the box, on the Mets side, the hitting came from the leadoff hitter, Ramirez. He was 3-for-5 tonight. The bat was big, though, for Newton, who was 2-for-4, scored 2 runs, drove in 2. His average is now 3.03 as he had the big 2-run shot in the 4th. That home run went over the right field wall off the bat of Newton. De Los Santos had a couple of hits, scored a couple and drove in a couple, and Osborne, too, had 2 hits and scored once and drove in 1. So as I mentioned before in the broadcast, the Mets, they don't have any trouble hitting at all. They had 12 hits in Game 1, 11 in Game 2, and 11 more here tonight in Game 4. The Palm Beach Cardinals, they were getting on base, though, tonight, but they left a 9 stranded and were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. We saw that happen with the bases loaded. Though there were some hits, Reichenborn, 2-for-4. He has had a good series against the St. Lucie Mets. Tavallin, 2-for-5, even though his last at-bat ended the game as he hit into a double play, but he did have a couple of base hits earlier and drove in a run that helped the Cardinals as they got some runs on the board in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th inning. Tavallin's the one that drove in the run in the 5th. Pitching-wise, well, Guerte will have to wait for another turn on the bump as he is still looking for his first win of the season. He had a good outing, 4 innings pitched, 8 hits, 6 runs, walked a couple, struck out 5. He looks strong out there in the start, but yeah, when you face the hitters like you do in the Mets lineup, it isn't easy. Moreno came in. We mentioned Guerte, Moreno, and Rodriguez, all from Venezuela. Moreno, he did his job as he pitched 3 innings, allowed only 1 run, and it wasn't even earned. Struck out 4. His ERA is still a minuscule 0.86. Then Gustavo Rodriguez, his inning of work, he allowed a run, and that wasn't earned either. Struck out 3. Gallardo, I mean, he did. What else could you do but come in and strike out all 3? His ERA is still 0.00. So not too bad when you look at the relievers. And also, like I mentioned, Guerte, just when you've got the bats that you do of the Mets, and they are leading the league as far as wins and average. So it's not an easy team to go against, is it, Daryl? You saw those bats out there.
Absolutely not. They did a wonderful job in producing runs and generating runs off of those hits. This is the end result when you can do that.
It is. Carson Ziegler, the starting pitcher for the Mets, he was looking for his first win of the season. He got a no decision, did not pick that up because he only pitched 4 innings. In relief, Seymour actually pitched more. He pitched 5. And so he sneaks away with his 3rd victory. I kind of think Ziegler should be awarded it as he was the starting pitcher with a couple of hits allowed and only a couple of runs, struck out 4. But I'm sure he was still happy with his outing even though he didn't pick up the win. And Carson Seymour, you know, he had trouble at times, but the Cardinals got themselves, you know, out with the bases loaded and Seymour on the mound. He struck out 4 in his 5 innings of work and his ERA is now 0.45. It was a great game tonight. You know, it was fun to be here at the ballpark, but it did not fall in the way of the Cardinals as they dropped to 9-16 on the season. And we talk about the St. Lucie Mets. Not only does their record lead the league, it leads the division. They're 18-7, and they return tomorrow. And instead of a night game, we usually play at 6:00. Don't forget. And I know Daryl might be over with the tacos and tequila, though. It's a 3:00 start tomorrow, and you know, it'll start early here at the Dean. They said 11 o'clock. Are you going to be here? You live close, so are you going to come over early? And
I just might. You know, you can't call it day drinking if you don't start in the morning.
It's Saturday. Time for the weekend. So 11 o'clock, if you're not, you know, if you can get down here, do. Otherwise, tune in to us and we'll bring you all the highlights starting at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Once again, the Palm Beach Cardinals fall 8-3 to the St. Lucie Mets. We will see you tomorrow night, and we can't wait. Or tomorrow, during the afternoon, rather, at 3 o'clock. Also, tune in to our pregame show as Trent Baker, the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week for the Palm Beach Cardinals, will be on our broadcast in the pregame show, and we'll get to know Trent a little more. Once again, I'm Lisa Pride alongside Daryl Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you again at the ballpark soon.